When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 12, You and Me and Insurgents.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hundred men. For Boston, tis when times are deadly. For here are the one and the hearts are true, and the colors of our hearts to tear it open. For Boston, for Boston, to the echoes ring of victory.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I am Shades Black Flame.
Blue.
Anvil.
And with us in studio is my friend Snaggletooth.
Yo.
What's up, Snaggletooth?
Hi, Snaggletooth.
I think the duck's hitting puberty.
Amber doesn't like Snaggletooth.
Yeah.
It's okay, just to... Everyone, tickle Elmo. He asked for it.
Yeah. I like the tickle me Bender better.
And moving on.
Whoa.
Moving on.
Yeah, Bender.
Check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. Send us some feedback and requests for topics and things to review. Please do not spam us, otherwise
I will fucking kill you.
I will hunt you down and make you regret the fact that you have internet connection.
Me too.
I will sick Snaggletooth on you. Hey,
spread the love.
Hey, Blue, how do you feel right now?
Commented on that our little finger.
Okay, I was going to say, our listening audience can't see you flipping me off.
Yeah, that's all I can say. Why am I even sitting next to him still?
Because he will follow you when I tell him to.
Maybe he enjoyed it.
Hey,
maybe
never know.
You enjoyed it.
Ooh. Anyway,
if you... When you guys weren't here, Snaggletooth gave Blue a big hug.
Is this video going to be up on the clothes?
No, it won't be.
Yes,
I promise you.
It will.
It's okay. My video will be on the site.
I'll put the picture up.
Me too.
We have
Don't
to.
Worry. Yeah. I am...
admin?
Yes, I'm admin.
Oh, actually, whatever. If it's for laughs, if people get on the website because of it, then good. Fine.
You know what it is?
Okay, if anything traumatizing happens to me, you know it's going to be all over the internet.
No! Son of a bitch!
Sit. Bat. Okay. Snaggle, sit.
Bad Cocker Spaniel.
Now, it's a bad neb.
Bad.
I remembered my camera this week and my cord so we can get the Fenway pictures up.
Awesome.
And, you know, a few other pictures that, you know, I'm hoping to get up there, too.
Guns.
Go,
Cody's Club.
We actually, we're going to get some pictures of the group today to put up. We have a few from another recording session, so that's going to work out very well. We got some things coming up. Let's talk about future events real quick.
We got Zombieland and the Topsfield Fair next week.
And the following week is our Halloween edition. So we're not going to be previewing a new movie at all. We're going to talk about
Well, we might be watching The Haunted World of El Superbista.
Yes, we're hoping to be able to rent that. But
for now, the definite plan is we're going to talk about our favorite horror movies, be they because they were funny, scary,
horror,
or
video
whatever.
Games, yeah. Horror anime, and yep. That sort
and
of thing.
We're actually going to be taking a trip to Salem, see all there is to that you need to know. Mm-hmm. So when you decide to take your trip up,
you know where to go and
exactly,
where to avoid really blowing stuff. Your money.
Yeah, because as everyone knows, there's just a lot of tourist traps in Salem, so
exactly.
We want to teach people not to go there.
And we're
actually go to Danvers.
Oh,
ooh.
So more or less...
Hey, low blow, I support Salem.
So, no, well, the only problem about that is Salem didn't actually hold the witch trials. It's parts of Danvers and Peavy that did.
Oh, I know.
So that's kind of a lie.
Sort of. At the time, those particular parts were part of Salem. It's
yes.
Part of the Salem culture, even if it's not the actual location.
Mm-hmm. They're still living a lie.
So what?
Okay, living
and
is...
Actually,
wait. Living is a lie.
Yes.
Get over it.
Actually, they were hung in Peabody.
that's
I know where the tree is.
Yeah.
I can show you guys
and sometime. That part was originally at the time part of Salem.
Yes, because it's actually very close to Salem. Now, again, to the spammer thing, I have officially cleaned something we're not going to discuss. And me and Shades will have to pay you a visit for spamming. And I'm just going to give you a preview of what it's going to sound like.
Why would you make it that quick on them? I want to make them cry first.
And that's it. We're not going to say anything else. Let's move on.
Okay, well, you still get to talk because the first off is sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, sports, baby.
So we first talk about the tragedy of this past Sunday.
Dude, no, not yet.
Not yet?
I'm not ready for that yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Do we need a pint of Guinness beforehand?
No, I need a pint of Guinness at all times.
Yes.
And in both hands.
Actually, before this, I should have 2 pints of Guinness and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Well, how about we get one of those things that the horse wears when they eat?
And yeah, exactly.
Are you calling me a horse?
Oh.
Are you trying to insult me by calling me less than human?
No.
I haven't even had a beer and you're already picking a fight. Are you sure this is a smart move?
I know.
We're dancer, not human, remember?
Are
we human or are we dancer?
Yeah, dude.
Sorry.
All right.
I feel like sticking guar on you now.
All right. So just let me go with the fucking thing.
All right. First off, I'm gonna start with baseball because you know, we've been covering this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox lost last night.
Fucking A.
But it's all right. You know, we had a pretty good week. Our magic number
pretty
is 3.
Good fucking week.
Fuck you. Shut up.
No
let me continue.
Fucking way. We had a good week.
Hey, oh, shit!
We dropped the magic number from 9 to 3 over the last week.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything with the whole fucking Kansas City. They fucked up.
Hey, that happens.
It's still horrible.
And actually, you know, we lost last night to the Yankees, but that's not even the big concern, us losing to the Yankees. It's what happened to John Lester.
Oh,
fucked up.
Melky Cabrera hit a line drive off of his quad right above the knee. He was down for about 5 minutes, and he hit him out of the game.
I cannot believe.
They did say that he should be able to make his next start, but he had to come out of the game, and our bullpen gave up 5 runs altogether. We lost 9-5.
Yeah, well, but so, he wasn't doing a good job either. So.
Yeah, he was still doing pretty well. So there would have been a chance that we could have won if he had gone, you know, the next couple innings.
What was the official score?
9-5.
Yeah, so.
The work time.
Yes. Texas also won last night, so our magic number did nothing. But we, you know, do have a couple more against the Yankees, and then we'll play some weaker opponents. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens from there. Mm-hmm. Now, on to a sport that I'm happy to discuss. Bruins preseason ends tonight. Next week we'll start the regular season. They won again. They've only lost 2 preseason games. Tim Thomas is looking beautiful. 35 stops last night in their win. So, you know, I'm getting really excited about hockey season because I need to thank the Bruins last year because they brought me back into hockey. I lost all hope with the Bruins and then finally I got it back. End of next month, the Celtics officially start their regular season.
Good, finally.
I believe it's October 27th is the first game preseason. There are going to be some games coming up.
Who won the NBA championship last year?
Nobody. The guys walked out, shook hands, and said, yep, this is it. We're going to call it quits. LA didn't win it. Kobe Bryant didn't get the MVP and, you know, go fuck another guy on his wife and buy her another ring. Yes, that's it. Kobe and A-Rod were in a hotel room fucking, and his wife caught him. That's why she had to buy the giant ring. And they paid that girl to say, yes, he was sleeping with me.
No, it was another guy, and it was Madonna.
No, aww. Madonna was watching.
Oh.
Yeah.
She loves that shit.
Because she's a hermaphrodite, so she was just, you know, having sex with her. Oh!
Zvita!
Enough is a gem.
So, let's move on to some sad news.
Mm-hmm.
The New England Patriots lost to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Of course, of all fucking teams.
But it's alright.
I was watching this game, and it was like, did these players do even know each other?
Like, did they even go through the actual whole, like, you know, practices? Did they go through the actual training camp?
Do you know what it was?
Because most of them, it seemed like
they were rookies
running around with their fucking
head
off.
Well, no, we had a lot of rookies in there. Because Wes Welker was hurt, a lot of guys were hurt.
Well, we had that white guy that pretty much was resembling him. It was just
Julian Edelman, which yeah. I was a huge in favor of him back in preseason. if you guys want to go all the way back, I did say that we should keep him on a way earlier episode, and we did. He played very well. Randy Moss, you know, everybody's sitting there, oh, Randy Moss this, Randy Moss that. You know what? When you take a guy like Randy Moss, and you have him covered by a Pro Bowl linebacker and a Pro Bowl corner, the guy really can't do too much. Because, you know, how many teams actually have a guy covering that side? You know, two guys covering that side of both are all-stars.
Yeah, and I have to say about Brady, he was not putting the ball where they're supposed to go along with that.
Brady wasn't Brady last week.
He's still feeling himself up. Peyton Manning, here's what I think.
Matt Damon and Tom Brady decided to switch places for the day, and it was that game.
Well, what it is, all right, Peyton Manning, I hate to mention his name because I hate him.
Fucking asshole.
Had the same surgery. And it took him a little bit to get back to. You have to get comfortable with your knee.
Well, there is the other little side thing that happened as well. Was he getting married or something like that?
Yes, at his wedding. Yeah. It's alleged that his bodyguards opened fire on camera people. Now he's being sued. There is no proof. I want to see the bullet holes.
Or the shell casings.
Or the dead reporters.
Or the injury report from like the hospital or something.
Because,
stuff.
I mean, my outlook is, if you're a paid bodyguard, I believe you're a good enough shot to hit a reporter.
Have you ever seen half of these reporter guys
that cover sports?
Mm-hmm.
They weigh about 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles have contests to see how many reporters they can hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, into sports, we did pick up another linebacker. Now, everybody knows about Derek Burgess, the linebacker we got from the Raiders. Well, we got Prescott Burgess from the Ravens. Another young, he's 25 years old.
Are they brothers?
I have yet to find out. I've been trying to find out, but it seems like there's no relation.
Really?
It's just pure luck.
No shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's doing pretty good. Now, there's another thing I would like to bring up, and I know there's a couple gentlemen here who prefer I didn't.
Oh, this should get interesting.
But we had a bet last week between the group on the Mayweather-Marquez fight. Now,
I went into it saying there's no way in hell it's going to be a tie. I'm going to lose anyway.
Yeah, he took tie. Blue took Marquez. I took Mayweather. Mayweather won by decision. There's been people on TV sitting there saying, oh, you know, Marquez got cheated by the referees. He got cheated by the judges. I'm sorry, numbers don't lie. When Mayweather lands 59% of his punches and Marquez lands 12%, I believe the win's going to go to the guy that can hit a guy more. So, yay, I win! Blue owes me pizza and Duck owes me a 30 rack of Bud Light.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Motherfucker.
We'll discuss that stuff later. Yeah. Now, I need to do my
for fuck's sake.
Shit! I stepped on a duck again.
Why do you keep stepping on the king?
No, it's one of the king's offspring. He has 50 million little offsprings.
But he's still only a baby.
Early bloomer. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He takes after the anvil. That's what happens when you hang out with me. You procreate. No, I'm kidding.
Hold on!
All right. I was sitting there, and I like, you know, doing my sports segment. I follow every kind of sport possible. I watch tennis and golf. For the funny stuff that, you know, I figure might want to be seen. I can't enjoy it, but I still watch
it. Yeah, right, you don't watch soccer.
Okay, excuse me, I do see it on SportsCenter. That's where I get all my sports from, and soccer is enjoyable sometimes. And I actually watched some rugby yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, rugby's, that's understandable.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. One dude bulldozed another one, it was really awesome. But MMA came up. And for those that don't know, that's called mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, UFC is the most popular, but there is also Elite XC and Strikeforce.
Mm.
Elite XC is pretty much going down the shitter.
Yes.
And there's Bodog fights, but...
Yeah, well, they don't even count.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Bodog fights like me taking a shit.
That's like the Russian version.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you try to fight the odor of my shit, we'll be locked in the restroom. It's very hard to do. No, I'm kidding. And I saw something that really piqued my interest. And... truthfully, I think, you know, when you're this kind of person, you shouldn't be doing this. Now...
eye gouging?
No, whipping it out and smacking the guy in the face.
Oh.
No. If you're a football fan, you obviously know who former NFL running back Herschel Walker is. The man was phenomenal. He's 47 years old. He just signed a multi-fight contract with Strikeforce. He's going to go to a fight class. He doesn't even know how to fight yet. He's going to go to the Fight Academy, for 6 weeks. He's on a train. He'll be 40 years old by the time he fights. It's like, dude, you're a football player. You're a running back. You've been retired for, like, 10 years.
Now, was this the motherfucker when we were watching that fight for Gina Carano? Like, he was that one that was sitting on the side, and he went to him and said, hey, you look really strong and everything like that. You ever thought about fighting? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
And then they said, for those who don't know who it is, that's former NFL running back Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
He's still pretty built, but the guy is going to be 48 years old by the time he steps into a fight.
Yeah, once he punches him, he's just going to turn to dust.
See what it is, though? He's going to be fighting the heavyweight division. Now, for those who don't know who fights in the heavyweight division, you have guys like Kimbo Slice, Randy Couture. I'm talking big, brawny guys. Guys like me and Blue. You know, to make it in that division, you have to be at least 250 pounds.
Brock Lesnar.
He is the championship of heavyweight.
Fucking A.
Any one of these guys, including me and Blue, could make Herschel Walker cry like a little
baby.
Ninny.
Well, so what weight class? He's going to be over the 250 mark.
Yes.
But how tall is he?
He's probably about 6'1".
Oh, okay, so.
So he's got some height to him. But he's never fought. That's the issue I'm having. He's going to a fight academy.
Yeah.
So that's my oh for fuck's sake. You're that age.
In the sports, yeah.
You shouldn't.
If you're fucking old, yeah, just give up.
It's like, all right.
You're happy with what you've done, don't get yourself killed.
My outlook is.
That'd be like Nolan Ryan saying, hey, I'm going to sign up for the NHL.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I think Nolan Ryan could still pitch, though.
Yeah.
Probably could. But, like, I say it's one thing for charity. All right, I'm going to fight for charity. I love watching those. Watching, you know, Butterbean fight, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that was good.
Yeah.
Watching Screech and that other nerdy dude from, I forget the name of the show.
Whatever the fuck the show is.
William Perry and some other dude fighting. That was comical. A lot of money was raised for charity. That's when, you know, people like that should be stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because, I'm bored, I'm going to go get my ass whooped.
Yeah.
I want to fight Brock Lesnar, who, you know, he has more muscle than I have combined through my entire life.
Yeah. So more or less, it's just, we're just trying to teach people a lesson here. Just, you know, don't bother with the whole sense that if you're old and you've got money, don't spend it all in the wrong fucking place.
Give it to us young people who, you know, are trying to work hard to, you know, continue fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because me, Blue, Shades, and Snaggletooth, you know... Sorry,
I'm just a referee.
Never living tar out of
He's a trainer guy that, you know, yells at us and has us spit into a bucket.
Yeah.
And then gets punched.
You know, us guys, you know, we pull our money together to buy the stuff just to train and keep ourselves going. That's the kind of people that, you know, the money should be given to. Not, you know, definitely. I have too much money. Yeah. Let me do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it away. Help All us right. out.
So but on to let's the move next. On.
I'm done.
Okay.
Herschel Walker, stick with football.
Alright. Shades, let's talk about anime.
I got nothing this week.
Ooh. Did you have a chance to watch some of the new Fullmetal Alchemist cartoon? Alright.
I got that yesterday, and between sparring with Snaggletooth and sparring with my MP friend who recently got back from basic training, I hit the bed and went to sleep after telling you, yeah, I got it. Now, good night.
After sparring with him, how basic was his training?
He's pretty good at grapples.
Yes. Anybody can grapple.
I can't.
You know, dude, you're also about 105 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped a shit this one that weighed more than you do.
You can grapple, but he knows how to get you in a armbar.
Yeah, he knows how to break your arm, break your neck, break all kinds of other stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's go to
anime.
Anyway, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's a redo of the original anime series, and it follows Edward and Al Elric on the search for what is called a Philosopher's Stone.
I do actually want to interject one thing. I remember we saw this in Anime Club last year at college. As someone who's never actually watched Fullmetal Alchemist, I liked it because I was able to figure out what's going on based on the way they redid it. And as I understand, it was a lot less clear in the original.
It is a lot... You know why? It's because it's more close... This version is more closer to the original source.
Yep.
This, yeah, that's what I heard. Close
yes.
You, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the manga, but I've heard of the manga.
Okay.
But if anyone knows the story, Edward and Al, they lost like a bunch of stuff while they were trying to revive their mother. Ed lost his leg and arm, so now he has to use automail. Whereas Al lost his entire body, and his soul is now connected to like a suit of armor.
Awesome.
And they have the power to like transmute anything, but there's always that thing of equal exchange. Whatever is created, something must be taken away.
Yep.
And it goes furthermore into the history of what are called the homunculi, which is like these half, what'd you say, like half human, half creatures. They look human, but they have creature like animal characteristics.
What is, I just said I haven't seen the
Well, you've seen the original version, right?
No.
Oh.
I said I've never seen it other than in Anime Club.
Animal features. I've seen bits and clips of the thing. I don't see animal features. I see some pretty crazy stuff, though.
Well, their souls are like transmuted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the human soul is transmuted with an animal soul, and they get some sort of power from it.
Sweet. Can I get the soul of a grizzly bear?
Can Isn't I get the soul of a monkey? It'd be fun.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
Now, the animation in here is much more improved from the previous series. It kind of looks as shiny as the Soul Eater cartoon.
Continue. Ignore.
And the original characters return, but they also bring in the new ones from the manga that weren't present in the first anime series. Like the...
I'm scratching my head.
You bastard.
I'm a bastard for scratching my head while he's talking. I'm sorry.
You should be.
The characters from the Jing Dynasty, which is kind of like based off of like Chinese settlements, they make an appearance in here. Like they didn't make an appearance in the original because at the time of the original cartoon, the original writer of the manga didn't get to that point. And these characters also add more humor and a bit more humanistic aspects to the series. And the plotline, like I said, follows the source to a key. Like, there's nothing that's taken out, there's nothing that's added that makes it
spectacular. And nothing is changed.
Nothing is changed. Which, you know, could be good sometimes, could be bad. This is good that it's following the source, because that way no one has to bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just announced the English dub at this weekend's New York Anime Festival. It's the same people who did the original dub for the first Fullmetal Alchemist series, with the exception of the younger brother, because he hit puberty and his voice doesn't sound quite the same.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No.
5, 3, 6.
Yeah. So, I give this show an A. You can go on to the Funimation website, watch the videos on there. Now, on to something that maybe Shades would like to chime in about. Equality Now, which is a women's rights group, they want Japan to ban all hentai.
That's retarded. Why?
The Equality Now is kind of like the PETA group of women's rights activists.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. And then, though they are against the forced and underage marriages that go on in Saudi Arabia, which, you know, as we are, because, you know, it's wrong.
It's forced. It's wrong.
Now, here's what they say, because originally they got some new, they were in the news recently over the fact that they were trying to ban hentai video games. And this is their quote. This is simply not enough to, given the scale of extreme pornography and violence against women in the Japanese gaming industry. We need a government-mandated uniform standard applicable to all hentai production companies that will make it illegal to produce games and promote violence against women and girls.
And of course, you know, making a porno is degrading to women, even though the women doing it are getting paid rather well and are choosing to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's degrading to women. If it was degrading to women, you wouldn't be extremists. I mean, I'm sorry. I hear a lot of stuff. Blah, blah, blah is degrading to women. Blah, blah is degrading to women.
She seems to be liking it.
No, blah, blah is degrading to women. Really, why is she choosing to do that? Why is she choosing to do it? And why is it okay when it's a guy getting beat on camera with a whip, but not a when it's a girl? How is it any less degrading? Just because you don't act at a porn, get your panties out of the bunch. And I'm sorry if it's because, you know, you're extremely religious and your religion's against it. That's awesome if you live that way. Don't try to force it on the rest of us.
Right.
Just like now,
granted, stuff that involves Shota and Lolly, that stuff kind of should be banned.
Honestly, because it's hentai and thus it's anime, a cartoon, and not real people, there's nothing illegal about it.
Yeah, it was kind of gross, in my opinion.
No. You don't like it, you don't watch it.
Right.
There are people who like it, there are people who watch it. As long as it's not illegal, and as long as people are leaving it at hentai as opposed to real life, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm sorry.
Right.
I have a right hentai to watch whatever I like that is within the legal boundaries of the state in which I live.
Hentai as a whole, definitely not banned. In fact, most of that Japanese hentai that's out, it's laughable.
A lot of it's better than the porn we have over here.
It's not to be taken seriously. It's actually funny.
Well, do you know what that part is? Like, you know, you look
some of it has a storyline. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, just like you say with Japan, you know, with the women. Take things like, you know, Massachusetts. All right? It's against the law to do most sexual things.
Oh, my God. Yes.
No, let's say you're having sex, right?
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it gets rough or, you know, like the fingernails into the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the girl, she could be... You know, arrested for assault and battery?
Yeah.
Under Massachusetts law.
Under Massachusetts law, abuse and assault and battery is determined by what you do, not whether or not there's permission. I cannot legally hit someone in any way, shape, or form without being against the law. The fact that I told... Like I mentioned, we were sparring last night. Technically, that was horrendously against the law.
It had consent on both sides.
Doesn't matter.
Massachusetts
state law could care less whether there is consent. If you punch someone, you are in violation of abuse. If there's consent, no one's going to likely report it, and a lot of judges have the common sense to say, you signed up for this? Yeah. You're a freaking moron.
Yeah.
And technically, because I read the law, now, let's say, you know, you slap hands, and then, you know, you slam your knuckles together, right? That is actually assault on both cases, because you each punched each other.
Yep.
Yeah. Under the way the law is written.
So if we do this and then we bump this, that's assault?
No.
That's assault.
No, because that was too gentle. If we actually punch.
That's assault?
Boom, that's
we
assault.
Just committed six, two, four, yeah.
Damn, I just, you know, I've beaten the shit out of people with, like, bloody knuckles and stuff like that.
Wow.
better yet. I can't remember the exact wording of this law, but anything that is, yada 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 is illegal. I looked up the word I just yada yada'd over, and it translates to lustful or desireful or hey, you want to have sex? Okay, it's illegal.
I was reading the law, and the way it's so loosely done that any contact by one human being to the other is considered assault. So
no, I'm talking about a different one.
I know, but
we're back on the assault.
Let's say you're having sex, right? And your pelvis slams against her pelvis, that could literally be taken as assault.
Yeah.
So pretty much what we're trying to say is
Massachusetts says it's against, you know, bumping uglies.
It
has a law against bumping uglies.
No.
So basically, Massachusetts says you want to have...
Wait. Let's calm down. One more time. Let's go with King.
So basically, Massachusetts says, you want to have sex, okay? Here's a cup, spilled right in here. Okay, girl,
that's illegal.
A doctor has to
do
it.
No, not just that. What I'm trying to say is, yes, that bumping uglies is considered abuse, especially if you're doing it right. That said, there's another law that basically says, if you want it, if you're lustful for it, if you desire it, it's illegal.
Yes.
And I was looking under Massachusetts laws directly related to sex in this case.
Me too.
Yeah, I sent you bunch of them. Which I plan on posting on the site because they make me laugh so hard.
But no, like, basically, and actually, you guys are going to laugh at this one. I've studied some funny laws from some weird places.
Yeah.
Over in Uruguay,
are gay?
Hang on.
All right, doing it doggy style, you will be arrested and charged with bestiality. Because you're committing a sexual act that has to do with an animal's name.
That's stupid.
No, you know, what's even better? I'm guessing you've done this and you just because it's you.
Whore!
Anal in any form. Man giving it to girl. Man giving,
it to girl, of course.
Yeah,
I've never had anything on my ass.
But so sodomy.
Sodomy in any way, shape, and form between any two persons is on the books, illegal in Massachusetts.
Even though gay marriage is
It came up in a court case where the judge ruled, where the judge said, basically said, this is a retarded law. I see no reason to apply it to your personal lives. Mm-hmm. So, sodomy is illegal. Well, if you've got a judge with half a brain, you ain't going to get in trouble for it. So long as both parties are consenting, it's in private.
And
unfortunately, that's usually not the case.
I know.
And having a threesome, you can actually be charged with
fuck you!
No.
Bigamy.
No. Bigamy.
Yeah. Adultery and fornication are also illegal.
Slut!
No, because basically the way it is usually it's a couple bringing somebody else in.
Yeah.
So it's bigamy because they're bringing somebody else into their relationship and all three can be charged.
Yeah.
Okay, we kind of went off topic.
Well, it was kind of like
it's about hentai.
Yeah, it falls all in.
Yes, because after all, it is idiotic if they try to banish me, because after all, what would happen with the awesome hentai dubbies that Anime Boston was oh, do me like you do, hold on. Let's talk about The Surrogates, a new movie starring Bruce Willis, filmed somewhat in Lynn.
But yeah. Accounted for as Dorchester.
Yeah.
Dorchester, Boston.
What's the matter? Lynn not good enough for the name of your movie?
Of course. For this one, when they showed the arrest warrant, or the stuff on the bad guy, it actually listed him as being from Lynn, where he actually is from.
Yeah.
Nice. So what was that? His resume?
They took the information, threw it on there, and just changed the name.
Now let's see if we can figure out how to explain this concept. It's basically humans who are using robots that kind sometimes look like them, sometimes they don't look like them.
Basically, it's who tell you want to look, and you're hooked up to a machine. It reads, your mind, and they do what your mind's thinking.
You sit in a STEM chair and mentally control a robot that looks however you want it to look like. Whether you're a fat guy who wants to control a chick,
like Gamer again.
Well, it's going to happen anytime you don't have to show your real face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for people who maybe don't identify as the gender they were born into. I mean, we've got friends like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the interesting concepts was because of the surrogate bodies, or the surries, as they're called.
No, that's how Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's daughter surrogate.
But because of the surrogates, crime rates dropped, dropped.
Everything dropped.
Everything dropped because, you know what?
It's like The Sims.
Yeah, well, not just that, but, I mean, think about it from a psychological and social point of view. The person you're seeing could be anyone.
Yeah.
You can't really be as racist anymore because the black guy in front of you might be a white guy, might be an Asian, might be a black guy. The white guy in front of you might be a black guy, might be an Asian, might be a white guy, might be a chick.
It might actually be your own mother.
Well, that was actually what happened in the...
I'd rather not think about that one.
Yeah. What happened in the movie was when they went to go talk to the doctor... It showed a black eye, but then on his tag, it was really like the white tag, like white
really
guy.
Really old white guy.
No, like Einstein.
White old.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in the can.
As opposed to the main character's partner there, who looked like a fit, 20 something year old?
25 year old.
That's about what I was estimating. And in reality, she's probably
40
and pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something like
which
that.
Which I still can't figure out how she got pregnant.
During the guy we saw in the background.
Yeah.
There was a guy in another room.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
That's when they killed her.
No.
No. Before that, the first time we saw her, there's actually a dude in the background.
I don't remember.
I thought I saw one anyways. I might be wrong.
I was thinking that instead
I might have seen. I might have seen.
He probably saw a shadow.
Yeah, probably.
Hey!
Hey, Godzilla's not that big.
But I thought this had fantastic graphics.
They did an amazing job.
Especially with the robots.
About the only thing I have to say about it, and this is not a complaint. I know usually my complaints get started off that way, but they did an amazing job with the time frame they had. I would have liked to see them go a bit more into the psychological ramifications of...
It kind of went into it a little bit.
But no, it really
they
glazed...
They don't even know
no.
who they really are.
It glazed over it so much, because all they said was, I can't believe they didn't give you something for the anxiety.
Yeah.
As he's dealing with all these new old sensations that he's neglected for so long, the car seems a lot louder than it did through his robot, because his actual ears are
hearing
it.
People.
Yeah. Those kinds of things were
so disorienting.
Those were
robots, so it might have hurt a little bit more because of the fact is
they're metal underneath.
Yes.
Yeah. But the point is, he's dealing with sensations he hasn't had to deal with directly in a while. He's been fed through the stim chair.
Yes.
And so he's a little bit anxious, and he's a bit anxious for being outside because he's outside in his real body. Hmm. But what I would have liked to have seen a lot more of is the case of what his wife has. She has a very minor case of dissociative identity disorder.
Mm-hmm.
The wife cannot leave the house, cannot leave her room. She's on pills for depression and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason she can get up, as she says, is this is who I am now.
Yeah.
For her, the surrogate was an escape. The surrogate, she could begin again as someone else who didn't have to deal with
the issues
that were plaguing her.
Which we're not going to say what they are
because
we'll
never
win it.
You'll find out in its emotional moments and stuff. But I would have liked to see them go a bit more into that. For example, when the main character is looking down at himself earlier on, because his surrogate looks a lot like him, but probably, 10, 20 years younger?
Yeah, 20 years
younger.
Oh, yeah. And has hair.
Yeah, a lot more hair.
I'm sorry, I don't like Bruce Willis with hair. He doesn't look right.
Yeah.
It looked like a really bad toupee.
Oh, I thought that was just me.
Actually, it did look like Snaggletooth's hair.
Oh.
And a really bad toupee.
Hey, I don't have blonde.
Anyways, but I would have liked to see a little bit more of the mental break. Because think about it. One of the first times we realize that the surrogates aren't identical models of their handler is we see a female, a rather attractive female surrogate. And the fat blob man that's controlling. Well, he wasn't that bad.
He was a heavy set guy, but it wasn't as bad as the gamer, where the guy is sitting in a chair and just shoveling in.
Yeah, the dude was built like Bam Bam Bigelow.
I mean, he's overweight. Heavy set probably spends most of his time in the chair instead of exercising.
I do believe that.
He was exercising.
I do believe that the tenant said that.
He never left the room.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we know that a lot of, at least some of the people controlling surrogates are controlling surrogates radically different than themselves, and I would have liked to see some more of the psychological aspect, but, I mean, time frame and storyline, it didn't fit in. I would love to see another movie come out along the same lines, focusing more on the psychological as opposed to the social and criminal.
Yeah, because you can easily tell from this movie that there won't be a second one.
Obviously,
yeah.
There will not be a sequel.
This has a beginning, a middle, or an end.
There won't be a prequel or a sequel to this movie. But I would love to see something of a similar concept with a different focus to it.
Yes. Now,
anyone else want to?
Not really. I just want to know the ranking more or less.
All right, let's throw out a ranking. We're going to do a 5 ranking.
I give it a 4.6.
Okay.
Anybody?
I give it a 4.8, actually. Okay. I was really, really happy with this movie.
Okay.
I hate Desmos 5.
He runs.
Okay, we'll take that.
4.8.
I give it a potato.
You cannot give it my friend Michael.
Aww. No, I hit a 4.82.
Alright, fair enough.
I mean, because I really enjoyed this movie. I just don't think it's going to be sticking to me like some of the other movies that
we've been seeing this summer.
Alright, now, while staying in movies, I do want to discuss how I've done some research.
Okay.
They have officially stated that they are writing Bad Boys 3.
Nice. Yep.
Nice.
Now, I've done a lot of research on it. They're writing it, but Jerry Bruckheimer, Michael Bay, Will Smith, and Martin Lawrence have yet to sign on to the project.
Ooh.
But
uh-oh.
They haven't started, they've
officially
mentioned
filming.
It. It's still being written. So they have plenty of time to get them in. Yeah. Because the movies will not work without those four guys.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
Unless...
We need the big explosions.
Truthfully, they need Michael Bay and Jerry Bruckheimer more than they need the other two.
Yeah.
Because they could bring in another set of guys and have it that the other two are dead.
That they're like brothers or something, or like cousins or something like that.
Well, or just, you know, two new cops.
Yeah.
And then the other two have died somehow.
Yeah. All right. Well, four of the there's four movies that... No, wait, actually, yeah, four movies in the previews that I saw that were pretty, pretty funny. So we got The Takers.
Yes.
Pirate Radio.
Yes.
From Paris with Love.
Yes.
And what really seemed pretty fucking funny, Old Dogs.
Yeah.
And that one could have gone either way.
Yeah, but the only thing about this is we've got two movies here that are going to be dealing with John Travolta. Now, when you saw him in From Paris with Love... That's, I was just like, okay, he's gotten too old now. It's really bad that you see him, like, you know, he looked like he tried to jack up and look like fucking a character from Red Alert or something
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That said, Old Dogs does not really appeal to me.
But come on, the scene with Seth Green being cuddled by a gorilla?
That was funny.
That had a couple laughs.
That's funny. No. I gotta say something about the Seth Green being cuddled with a gorilla scene. I watched the preview. I saw the good scene already. I'm good. I saw Seth Green get hit in the nuts by a golf ball and get cuddled by a gorilla.
And some kid get kicked in the face with a soccer ball.
I've seen probably about the only parts of this movie that would really draw me in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Well, let's wait to see what the critics have to say. And
we are the critics.
We are the best critics.
I almost never agree with the quote unquote actual
because
critics.
I actually was reading the Metro the other day, and their movie critic gave Surrogates a 2.3 out of 10.
They shat all over it. Wow, what a dumb.
And like I said before the movie, when they give a bad review, I know the movie's gonna be phenomenal.
Ditto.
If they give a good review, like he gave Halloween 2 a good review.
What? On what freaking planet?
All I could ask was, how much alcohol did he consume?
Uranus.
And how much money was in his wallet?
they lined his pockets.
What did him and that broomstick do in the closet?
Yeah. I'll give a good review! Pull it out!
Oh, Splinter,
it's too big!
Okay, there was another movie that I checked out on DVD called Sukiyaki Western Django. It's directed by...
Yeah,
exactly.
It's directed by Takashi Miike, who did Ichi the Killer and the original, the good version of One Missed Call.
Is he making fun of my mother?
I don't know. I think he's making fun of Germany.
The premise of this movie is a spaghetti western performed by Japanese actors speaking English.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
With Quentin Tarantino in it.
Oh!
Somebody
please put a bazooka in my mouth.
It was basically influenced by how the samurai film Yojimbo was the basis of the Dollars trilogy. And the story involves how a man out to get revenge on the gang who raped his wife.
Woohoo!
Also,
I know I was in this movie.
I'll take the rapist for 500, please.
Also, there's Hidden Gold in Nevada. It leads to an awesome climatic shootout sword slaying battle.
How come all the gold's in Nevada? Las Vegas?
Hasn't it been dug up yet? Stolen, for that matter.
The action in this movie is awesome. It's realistic, but it's also cartoon. It's like he shoots a guy, and like he's got a big gaping hole where his stomach should be.
Oh, wow.
And then he shoots a bow and arrow through that guy and hits another guy. For grade, if I had to give the 5 score, I had to give it a 4.2 out of 5. Now I want to see Takashi Miike make a samurai film with all English actors speaking Japanese.
No.
That'd be kind of hard.
It'd be cool, though. Come on, look at Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, that scenes where she was speaking Japanese.
Well, yeah, but then there's going to be that hard point where everybody's going to be trying to look down at what the hell they fucking said to the point where they're like, oh, shit, I just missed the action.
Yeah.
One eye to read, one eye to look at the action.
I want to say one thing. I am a fan of foreign films in their native language with subtitles. You get good at reading subtitles while actually still watching the rest of it.
Well, depending on how big the TV is.
Yeah.
And if you're watching it on a big screen,
I've done that successfully.
Well, it's like the way back.
Yes.
No, not even. You just have to learn how to watch it with your peripheral vision.
Yes. Properly. Like when we went and saw Inglourious Bastards.
That said, I'm not
particularly attracted to the idea of Americans trying to speak in Japanese. It's
well, they had Japanese actors speaking
Sean,
English in this.
Sean Connery, so. Get it?
Okay, Sean Connery is a god.
Yeah. All hail Scotland.
Okay. Alba Gabra, Erin Gabra.
Okay, 4.2 for me for Sukiyaki Western Dango. Check it out if you don't have anything else better to do.
Okay. I have something better to do.
It doesn't involve your penis.
Oh.
Hey.
What point is there to live in if it doesn't involve my penis?
I watched another movie yesterday.
You watched a movie?
Yeah. Wow. I was bored.
No you fucking attention? Way.
And the movie was so horrible, I won't even tell you your name, and let's just say halfway through I turned it off and I hit the beer.
Oh.
I hate you for being over 21.
And I actually hit, the only thing I could find on, other than the sports center I'd seen four times, was Rachel Ray's cooking show.
Well, that's
she's,
probably...
She's good looking, though.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. But then the next show was this Ask Aida chick with this Aida Mollenkamp chick. She was so fucking hot.
Okay.
She's like 26 and she's sexy as shit.
You gotta lay off the Food Network.
Hey! She makes healthy food.
Bullshit. Alright, anyways, what's the next segment?
Your segment.
Really?
Video games.
Already?
Yes.
Who plays video games anymore?
We all do.
I don't have the money or the time.
Neither do I.
I miss it.
I don't have time.
Except going to those special parties and you will have more time.
I don't have time for those special parties. Are you kidding? I'm freaking pissed about that.
Hey, everybody. Yesterday I had a sexy party.
Black and white combo.
All right. Well, two games.
Three games.
Three games.
Yeah.
Smexy games.
So three games.
I've played a couple games too.
let's just get this over with. The worst one was Forza 3. If you've ever played any of the racing games of Forza, fucking, it still sucks. Don't buy it. Don't bother. Just give up. What Codemasters has put out for Grid and Dirt 2, every other racing game that they put out
Split Second
has been no, that's actually Disney.
I know that.
Split Second, that one that's coming out, that will actually be one of the best games out there. So Codemasters has to kick some more ass on the next game that they put out besides Dirt 2, which is kicking pretty good ass right now. So, next to that, Forza, you can, just crap on a stick, pretty much. It's horrible.
Driving control is not that good?
No, actually, I couldn't... the one thing that pissed me off was when I was doing it, they had the race set up where you could follow the line, which would be the best way to be racing it to go faster. But even you could see the colors changing from yellow to, green, yellow, red.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you got up to a turn, it would turn red and slow your car down for you.
Oh.
I'm just like, fuck that. If I want to go flying off the fucking cliff, I'll go and do flying off the motherfucking cliff. I'm not going to slow the fuck down for it, but it's slowing it down for me. And even if you let off the friggin' gas, it would brake for me. And I was just like, this is bullshit. Fuck this game. Next on the list is Wolfenstein.
Woohoo! The complete series or a particular game?
New Wolfenstein video game.
Yes.
I almost said Rammstein.
Okay, I am interested now.
Well, this came out recently, but from GI or Game Informer, they gave it a 7.5.
It's not too bad.
Which isn't too bad considering out of 10, but I definitely say that...
Yeah, I thought it was out of 5.
No. Fuck you. So anyways...
We know you want to.
No.
Shut up.
Anyways, I think they did a great job seeing that I played the Return to Castle Wolfenstein on the PS2.
And I played the original Wolfenstein 3D in the old PC days.
Oh, me too.
Dude,
I grew up on that game.
That was awesome.
I don't think I could look at those games now without puking. literally, because if you're like... If you've noticed, I try to play the Duke Nukem 3D game that they you could download on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I was just about ready to run to the bathroom and just puke.
So you mean you're playing Duke Pukem?
Yeah, basically. For the pretty much number one game pick of the week for demos is... Fuck, I forgot now.
No, Brutal Legend?
Yes, Brutal Legend. Thank you. Seeing that, I can't remember what the hell happened this morning.
You went up, you woke up, you dropped a shit, you ate breakfast, and then picked me up to go to the movie.
Holy crap, that was a good friggin', put it right there. You know, I have to give it to you. I have to give it to you, Annabelle. Thank you.
Well, the only reason I know is I did the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And I probably think everybody else did.
Well, all right.
No.
So,
no.
Nope. I didn't take the crap yet.
No, me neither.
All right. Well, with Brutal Legend, it's definitely a cool setup. And what the fun? It's very fucking hilarious. But I would suggest for the parents to watch the kiddies on this one, because the fact is there's a setup that they have it so you can watch out for the
curse words
and also gore and all that other fun stuff.
But that's the fun part.
Yeah, well, yeah. But with all the shit that they did, let's put it this way. When they start out the game setup, it's kind of like the, Jack Black's character is a roadie. So more or less about the roadie part is he deals with, you know, taking care of the shit. And he's supposed to be one of the best roadies, you know, ever. So what's going on with the band members is they're supposed to be a metal band.
Yeah.
But let's put it this way.
They suck?
They're dressed up like something from...
Preps?
No, Fall Out Boys.
But how are they supposed to play if they're made out of metal?
Shut up.
They use themselves as drums.
Terrible joke.
Horrible. Thank you.
No.
Thank you,
Sam. Because they're a metal band.
Thank
you. Sit. Don't talk.
I'm sitting.
Sit. Silence. Good puppy.
More or less, it was kind of funny because they go out there and it starts off at like a, you know, rock setup, and then out of nowhere it just turns into like rap rock, just horrible, you know, bullshit. So there's a lot of swearing and damn you, get away from me with that fucking thing.
You take a picture of his crotch.
So anyways,
oh yeah,
oh my fucking head. Just
let him get to this.
Yeah, let me just get through this so I could just try not to hang myself later on in the day. The whole concept was just great. Graphics were pretty funny. It's more or less a runaround. It's not role-play game, more or less.
It's more beat-em-up.
It's more like just beat the shit out of everything, like Crash Bandicoot or Spyro the Dragon or something like that along the lines, but except it's like with rock, because you can use the guitar to shock the shit out of people. You can, let me think. There's the axe, more or less, where you just bludgeon the living fuck out of everything.
Are we talking about a new game? Or
it's a brand spanking new game. This is a demo that came out for it.
Sounds like a remake of a game whose name I can't actually think of off the top of my head. I found out about it a couple Wednesdays ago.
Yeah.
Old, I want to say PC game.
Well, yeah. More or less what it is it, there is like...
yeah, 95.
When I was
93, 95.
Reading in Game Informer, there's like kind of been like this predecessor kind of thing that they showed on there, and I can't remember the name of the character, but they kind of looked alike. But more or less, yeah. Let's just put it this way: definitely a great demo. I would suggest to try it out and then maybe put the money on it, and if you like it, to buy it.
You want to hear Jack Black's,
yeah, it's more or less like when they got into that really serious part, it would just like. He, you'd see the expression on his face. He's like, "Son of a," and then
walrus.
And then they were like, "Do you want to hear him swear or do not put profanity for the kiddies or something like that?" And they were like, "I was like, fuck yeah, I want to hear him swear." Son of a motherfucking stupid shithead, bullshit. And he's just like, and of course you know how Jack Black puts his spin on it, so it was fucking hilarious. Then there's the part where he ends up like kind of dying because of the idiots on the fucking stage, and he's supposed to be the roadie that you never notice on the stage, and he was taking care of people.
Hey, he said he died.
Yeah, so anyways.
Why are you throwing a cell phone?
Because it works.
He's bounced his cell phone off my chest.
So anyways, he got to the point where he got killed, but the way that he made the stage created this humongous animal that started killing everybody. And it stopped it just before they started killing the band members. And it says, "Do you want to see gore?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I want to see gore." And it goes and breathes fire. And all you see is their heads go ripping off their bodies. So I definitely have to say, great, great setup on that. There's a really hot chick in there. I'm happy.
Ozzy Osbourne's in it.
Ozzy Osbourne pops in on it because you could see him in like the credits after you beat the little, you know. I want to say it was like a 10-15 minute like set up for trying out the demo, and it was a sweet deal. So
yeah,
definitely. I think I want to put money on it when I get some cash, or you know, if they want to, you know, throw the game at me for free so I can review it fully. But yeah, definitely, I would say this is one of those good games.
Awesome.
All right,
and I want to try out that demo sometime.
Yep, you will.
Okay, on to music, and Anvil has brought us a new band to check out.
Well, what I've decided to do is, you know, music, it's usually been, you know, bands that everybody's heard of, or, you know, bigger bands.
Well, except, yeah, I mean, except for the ones that we've reviewed lately.
Yeah, so what I started to do is go onto our MySpace and take these bands who have, you know, accepted us as friends.
And at random.
Yes, and at random.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not us sending them a request or something, or they've actually asked us to review them. Because I've had a couple bands. Last week we did Madeline Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the Arcanum Effect.
Mm-hmm.
They're a band out of California. They're a heavy death metal band.
Yes. Just the way I like it.
Now,
I looked at their picture. The picture that they have on there, they kind of look like a Wilco cover band. I'm sorry.
You should be, but not necessarily for
well, them. The way that they looked in that picture was the way that they looked on the Brutal Legend game. Let's just put it that way. It was
really?
Kind of funny, but it was. But I think that's more or less they were joking. But
maybe.
And, you know, for some of us, this isn't our normal kind of music, but it actually pulled us in a little bit.
I was impressed by it.
It was
insane.
Especially with the song Davy Jones. I love
Davy Jones.
I love that song.
I liked Odyssey.
Odyssey was definitely my favorite.
I think that's the first one that Me and Blues listened to.
If you ever read the lyrics to this band, the songs are sea-based, but they are also homages to literary classics. Davy Jones, Iliad, Odyssey.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're actually a band that when they put out their music, it actually isn't just...
You can actually hear...
You
compare it to Killswitch Engage, kind of like...
Yeah,
yeah.
But not as much as, like, you know...
But there's actual singing in some parts, too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, truly, they pulled me in. I enjoyed it. You know, I passed it on to everybody else, like I said.
Four out of the five people in this room has listened to this.
Yes.
Snaggletooth.
Sorry.
He's just a guest. He's not a bastard.
He found out about this yesterday.
A while ago. You told me about it.
Yeah, I meant you found out I was kidnapping you and dragging you here yesterday.
If you're looking for some good death, you know, punk, heavy metal, whatever you
want. Unless you call it punk.
Some people, they consider it. That's why I put out there. But I consider it heavy death metal. If you're into that, this is the band you're going to want to listen to.
It's some good shit.
You can find them on our MySpace. The name again is the Arcanum Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want anybody have anything they want to say about this?
I hope they get signed by either Metal Blade Records or Roadrunner.
Something like that. It's something along those lines. I mean, that's the only thing that we have that feeling. Like, there's so many bands that we know and... that have been coming up between, around here that we know together, and along with that, around America, or actually around the world, that we'd like to see up there, you know, playing these big venues, everything like that. I mean, hell, we were talking about Flowbots this morning.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They're going to be playing in a small venue yet again around here. And
right,
it's kinda,
but I think it's because they want to test out the new material before they go
forth. It's always testing the waters, more or less, but when we went to that one that was at the Middle East, it was just a great fucking time. And then we also found another, you know, musician from that, which is Bus Driver. So it's more or less what we can suggest is, sometimes show up to these shows early so you can actually hear the first band. And if they're absolute shit, just go get plastered and wait until the band that you're waiting for it to come on. So, but more or less, you could always find bands that way.
No Shades, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that the Arcanum Effect, however you pronounce their name, they're not the type of band I usually listen to. I like to be able to understand, to be able to hear the words in the metal I listen to, even if it's in another language and I can't understand the words. They sounded definitely heavy. It sounded a lot like Scream, because I couldn't really make out.
Kind of like the style of Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. Along those lines.
I couldn't really make out what they were saying, but I do like them, and I'm excited for them to, when they come out with a CD, I'm hoping they let us know, because I'd love to get my hands on a copy.
That, and if they go on tour and stuff like that.
Especially if they come this way.
Oh, God,
That's another thing we would like to do, is have these bands that, if they come around here, that we can go and actually, you know, chill with them either backstage or after the show,
possibly
or whatever.
Possibly get an interview.
Actually get interviews and stuff like that. So that's what we're basically looking for.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the entire point of this side project I've yet to do, Shades Dungeon, is trying to... because I know a lot of people who are trying to make it big, and I'm doing interviews with whoever I can get time with.
Yes.
So.
Okay, now, on a 5 scale, what do you guys rate it? Duck?
I would probably put it up there to 4.7.
Okay.
And that says a lot, considering that I'm not really a big fan of, like, the screaming metal that they do, but the way that they present it and what they sing about, that impressed me.
Okay, Shades.
As I said, this isn't my
usual... As he put the shades on, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. Hey, I'm happy I have new shades. I can earn my name again. As I said, this isn't really my main kind of style. I give it a 4.5, which is good considering I usually give this type a 2.5 or to a 3. So this is head and shoulders above what I would normally give the style, because I think the band just kicks that much ass.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely I have to give it definitely 4.7, 4.8 easily, because of how, you know, it actually flows. I don't...
Yeah.
See, there's always those fucking bands that will just, you know, they'll rip and, like, all of a sudden be like, oh, you know, kind of slow down in the song, and it just seems like there's a part where it gets choppy, and then they'll finally go into another, like... smooth part of the song, but these guys didn't have that kind of breakup.
You mean like that metal band that you and I decided to open up for our friend's band?
Yeah, so it was...
I like beats. Beats are good.
Yeah, exactly. It was horrible. And
shut up! Stand up! This is a metal concert!
Yeah, I know. That guy needed to just fucking drop off a cliff because he was that horrible, so... But, yeah, definitely, I give him thumbs up easily because it's just that good, so...
Me personally, I gave it a 4.8. I listened to it last week first over with Blue and Blue's Bomb Shelter.
Yeah, and my laptop's fucked.
And then I listened to it again, 3 days ago, just to refresh myself. And then I actually listened to it again this morning.
You bitch. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, it's that good because you're able to just keep on, you know, you didn't have to be like, oh, I have to force myself with a gun to listen to
exactly.
this shit.
So. I actually enjoyed listening to it. Like we said, if this band comes over here, I'd gladly love to go see them.
Yeah, their CD music to send it to us so we can actually, you know.
Because there's a few bands that I would love to see, you know, and actually the last few that we've reviewed. Madeline Speak, them, Guamba.
Guamba, definitely. He's a cool motherfucker, too, yeah.
So, and I also have a little more in sports. That band finally got back to me.
Oh, really?
The Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I gave them my address, so they're going to be sending me that CD.
No shit.
What does it have to do with sports?
I said it again in music.
No, you said again in sports.
You said sports.
You said sports.
Yep, you're going to have to rewind that one and play it back again. No.
Yeah, because, you know...
Don't even try to BS.
Yeah, just forget
just
it.
It.
Fuck it.
The lead singer plays for...
And just give up.
just cut it short.
The Angels?
No.
You're digging a grave for yourself.
Really?
Moving on.
I can't
think
of grade that.
Book. Okay, moving on to the books, because actually we don't have time for it as we're over the 1 hour mark.
Yeah, we've
so
we got 120.
Yeah,
but we got to add some shit.
Yeah,
well, there's about 5 minutes that need to be taken out.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep this short then.
The book was long, and I'm talking short.
Yeah.
What book?
I was recently turned on to a book series, the Temerary series.
Wow, you got turned on by a series of books.
Not
heard
right.
of Playboys?
That's not right. That's not
Anyways, in all seriousness, I got turned on to the Temerary series. Specifically, I borrowed His Majesty's Dragon from a friend of mine. That's book one in the series. It follows a naval captain, or former naval captain in His Majesty's Navy, Lawrence, and through his adventures and dealings with finding and ending up raising a dragon. An extremely rare breed, extremely intelligent, to the point where Lawrence reads to the dragon and the dragon explains what has been read to Lawrence so that Lawrence can understand. Lawrence was reading a math book. Advanced. Like reality-based mathematics,
so
and the dragon had to put it in layman's term for him.
So maybe the dragon can be my math tutor.
Yeah, actually, could be quite easily.
Ah, fuck it! I just throw an equation out and be like, solve it, bitch.
And he'd probably eat you.
Oh well, at least I'd die trying.
Nah, I'd show up with Queen Elizabeth and George Bush in front of me. Nobody wants to eat them.
So...
Bad digestion.
Crap. I've lost my train of thought.
Dragon teaches math.
No, he teaches dragon math.
And then he puts it in a layman's term.
Shut up! Okay. Oh, yeah. one of the big things about this book that really caught my attention was it's a retelling of the Napoleonic Wars and the what-if situation of what if there were dragons worldwide, not just, you know, all over Europe or anything like that. One of the great things about it, I hate history class, but I love history.
Because history class makes you learn the stuff that you don't want to learn about.
No,
because
history class makes you learn names and dates, not actual events or ripple effects.
Yeah.
One of the great things I thought, one of the great things I found about this is, as I said, it's Napoleonic War era. It's written in a historically accurate writing style with historically accurate dialogue style. The formality with which people talk, the kinds of words used. This is written for people of intelligence, not dumbed down for laymen. They're not afraid to use big words and use it correctly. But
so
at
it's
the same
kind of
time,
like how T.S. Eliot used to write.
But at the same time, it's done in a style that is not derogatory. It doesn't make the reader feel stupid for not knowing. It just makes it... It's not, I'm using a big word, I'm better than you. It's, I'm using a big word because it's the appropriate word. So, I believe now it's time for closings?
No.
No. We still got some time.
We still got time. You got like 13 minutes.
What? Fine,
yeah.
You know what?
All
right. If you're done, I guess...
You had an over fuck's sake.
Motherfucker, right. Okay, for those who listen to the radio show, you might have heard me say this last time I was on, but it's pissing me off again because it majorly happened last night, so y'all are gonna fucking hear about it.
Motherfucker!
I gotta hear it again?
Yes, you get to hear me rant and rave again, only this time with more self-control. And less swearing.
No!
Maybe.
You're not allowed to. Swear more.
Okay, you motherfucker.
Listen, let's talk about monkey's cock.
Oh,
or cocker spaniel.
Cockatoo? Anyways, my oh for fuck's sake is... this generation's general level of inconsiderateness is really starting to fucking piss me off again. Because... Apparently, not only is it okay to just blow off plans because you felt like it without any advance notice, it's okay to do it without any fucking notice to begin with, which is really great with goddamn time-sensitive plans. Like, I don't know, last night I was supposed to pick some people up so they could hang out at my house, watch a bunch of us fight, you know, just have a good old... just have some fun. And I couldn't get in touch with two of the people, which was half our audience. Not that big of an audience, but still fucking pissing me off because she's been blowing me off for a while. I actually couldn't get in touch with anyone.
Satellites were down?
No one was fucking picking up the goddamn phones.
Did they kept pressing the FU button and like sending you to your sending to the message?
Rang full through.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Fuck that shit.
That's even more rude. I think I'd accept the fuck you button instead.
Fuck you button tells me, okay, you know I'm calling and you're busy. Ringing all the way through says you either don't care,
or you're not fucking
paying attention. And you know what the worst part was? She was supposed to call me at 9 o'clock to tell me whether or not she could make it.
And
she didn't call. I called it 9:05. I called it 9:10. I called it 9:15. Yeah, I know I sound obsessive, but I was on the drive home and I was trying to figure out if I needed to go out of my way or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to know. No.
Well, yeah, let's put it this way, with the economy and shit like that, if you reach home, then you get that call back and say, why wouldn't you be picking up the fucking phone 5, 10, 20,
no.
20 minutes away?
If I got home and she called, I would have told her, okay, you can either walk or stay home tonight.
Yeah.
Because I ain't fucking driving to pick anyone up at this
point.
No,
but I mean, the economy sense, it's like, you're not going to go the fuck out there to pick people up because of the fact is, but...
Gas costs money,
times.
And I'm not willing to fucking deal with someone who doesn't have a goddamn good excuse. Like, the other two people who were... gonna show up for the crowd. My MP friend and his fiance, who I consider a sister, they didn't pick up because his phone was dead, so it was off.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And she forgot her phone at home and didn't realize it till she went to call someone. Actually, until she went to call me, because I hadn't called her. And that's when she found out. So
that happened. That's excusable.
Yeah, that's excusable. And not only that, they drove to my house, so I didn't even have to go pick them up.
See?
So that
was excellent.
You know, I mean, that was totally. I forgave them for that. But for Christ's sake, if you say you're going to call someone, fucking call them. And if not, you better fucking pick up when they call. Otherwise, you're just being a rude fucking asshole.
One day. Patrick, I'm going to call you. And then, or you, Mikey, I'm going to call you. Or you, Chicken Tater Top Man, I'm going to call you. Do it! Sorry.
Who's Mikey?
I don't know, but
it's like Serial Kid!
Oh, okay. Mikey.
Hey, Mikey! He likes it! Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And then the chicken tater tot guy? Remember him? Right, that creepy dude from high school that used to walk around and hand out the chicken tater tots?
Oh, that dude.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I think he's dead now, but hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you say you're going to do something, fucking follow through. Because in today's technologically advanced society,
There's
no fucking reason. I have my cell phone on all day at work. I can get a call at any time, and worst case scenario, hey, I can't talk right now, I'm at work, I'll call you back.
Yes.
I can receive texts all day long. There is no fucking reason not to call me, not to text me if you say you're going to. Hey, put the garrote down. We're not hunting them down yet. They have one more chance.
Give me a 5-second run before you do that, please.
No.
Oh, I said 5-second run.
Yeah, you had you had 5 seconds. You chose to sit there. But, I mean, I've got AIM. I have MySpace. I have Facebook. I've got Twitter. I've got a cell phone.
You have Twitter?
We all have everything.
I don't have Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
I don't have Twitter. I don't have MySpace either.
I think Twitter's an abomination.
Yeah.
What is Twitter?
It's true.
People sit there. I'm going to the bathroom. I just dropped one lump of shit. Two slips. Three. Oh my god, I was relieved. But you basically know what everybody's doing every second of the day.
Twitter. Facebook statuses without Facebook.
Yeah, basically.
I touch mine incredibly rarely. Mm. Like, I'll go 3 or 4 months without doing anything.
For some reason, I don't believe that.
I thought you do it like once or twice a week, really.
So wait, it's just like...
I don't believe that one either. I think it's more than that.
So it's just like, keep updating or
something? They really have no clue that I'm...
Either way, just go
right.
with it.
No. It's been a couple months.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
it's been about 12 hours. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Let's put it this way. It's bad enough I woke up with a sore right nut this morning.
Ow!
Ooh.
Yeah.
You slept on it? Ow. You slept on
it. No, it's been so long.
It's dollar night at the table.
Alright, on that note,
wait. I do want to mention one last thing.
On that note, we are approaching the time limit.
I know, I've only need about 2 minutes, so I have 2 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I regret giving it to you, but yes.
I was watching TV yesterday, because I have on demand and I work at night, so I miss all the good TV.
True.
Now, I'm a huge NCIS fan.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Great show. I'm in love with Polly Perrott. She's hot and gothic and flips her casket. Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, they were doing a new spinoff, and everybody knows spinoffs always suck.
Didn't you talk about this earlier, or was this not recording?
It wasn't recording.
Oh, okay.
Well, this one has Chris O'Donnell, who played Robin in one of the old Batmans, and and LL Cool J. I'm sitting there saying, this is gonna suck. Well, I watched the first episode, and I have to say, I really enjoyed it, and I didn't see the ending coming. You know when you watch a show, you automatically, like, always know who it is?
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue until they actually did it. Nice. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what? I could go with LL Cool J being a good fucking actor, but that other guy, he's been kind of shitty. I mean, he was in Max Payne. He played that geeky little fucker, you know.
I think this is going to bring back his career.
Oh, okay, good.
Because he plays this guy named Colin. He was like an orphan growing up. His first name is G. The letter G.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying the guy from Batman and Robin...
Yep, who played Robin.
Who played Robin is playing an orphan.
He was an orphan. Now he's a Fed. He works at NCIS.
Okay, he was an orphan. Doesn't that kind of sound like the character from Robin? You know,
yeah.
The family got killed. No. He kind of got orphaned.
What it is, they don't really say he's an orphan.
I'm just fucking with you. Just
but his first name is G, and when in the episode,
Agent G,
it's G McCullen.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not McCullen, Cullen. And he was asked what the G stood for, and he said, "I don't know. Nobody ever told me."
Ah.
Aren't you gonna tell me what that motherfucking G stands for? No.
He's an enigma.
Okay.
He is basically, you never know what's going on. He, now, they actually did a joint one a few months back with the regular NCIS, and at the end of that one, he gets shot the fuck up.
Great.
And that's how it ended. And this one, he's just coming back from the injuries. They show him with his shirt off, and they actually show, like, little scars that would have been where the bullets entered.
Nice.
So he's still dealing with that. He's doing his job, and it's really, really good. And you guys remember, like, those movies with that short, creepy lady with the glasses that... Then dark like this, you know. She's in it, and I think she makes the character. She makes it better. And then there's this really, really hot brunette.
Hey,
yeah,
that's where my interest lies.
And for you computer geeks, they're covert ops. They work a lot with computers. They can hack into any computer they're.
Ooh, nice cyber
anti-terrorist.
Well, no, basically they're undercover. So
cyber warfare.
Instead of like that's putting it up a camera, they just use one that's already there.
Yeah,
and like their computer systems, they just touch it. They can move just like throw a picture to a bigger screen. I mean, it's kind of awesome to watch. I think everybody should actually
Minority watch Report. It. Basically,
you take that, you mix it with NCIS, a little more action packed.
There you go.
So, and, you know, it's really good. So take a look at it. Check your local listings. NCIS LA.
Nice.
On Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Nice. Sounds cool.
Yes. If you have On Demand, take a look at the first episode.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice. All right.
Very nice.
So that about wraps up this week's episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Reminding you to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right. Right, Anvil?
Right!
Hello!
Okay, do I have to put it away too?
Yes.
Yeah. No! Hey!
I'm not going to.
Bag that
ride
son of
it free,
bitch.
Baby. Ride it free.
Woo! Yeah. Okay, so check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Hook us up on email at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Or us individually at our name, except for Chase, which is just
Black Flame.
Nobody can talk to Snaggletooth because nobody likes him.
Not yet.
It's okay. He's my puppy.
He's our pet puppy.
You can talk. You can give him commands through me.
Stop peeing yourself.
Don't make me use the chain on you.
And please,
I will enjoy it more than you.
Please.
Free balling.
Woo! I'm not even killed yet.
Please visit our friends at the Electric Sisterhood too.
Yes.
Without them, this whole thing would have never happened.
Basically. So.
Until next time, boys and girls, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Shade Blackline.
Bullonic.
This is Anvil.
Thank you. Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are
the Bastards.